Radio B.
Dion.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good. Now, true story, I was in the car the other day and I was just doing my thing as I'm like driving around listening to BFM, and that song came on and I just had a moment where I was like, shit, this is such a good song. What a great song.
Oh, thank you.
Now that,
we wrote that one way back in probably 2002 or something, and it just never made it onto any records.
Yeah, so you've obviously reissued Out of My Head on vinyl. It came out.
Well, issued for the first time on vinyl, actually.
First time on vinyl, but also at the same time, you've dug out some tracks out of the vaults, and obviously released those. How has that been for you, mate? Going back and revisiting some D4 stuff and finally, polishing it up and getting it ready for the world.
Yeah, it's been pretty cool. We've got like a whole heap of things, you know, that we recorded back in the day that never came out. You know, songs around the first album, songs around the second album, and even songs towards the third album, but those haven't seen the light of day. But the songs that we chose for this new version of Out of My Head are songs that we wrote and recorded kind of around the second album, and a lot of them we recorded at the old Frisbee, and it was also the old Arch Hill Studios on New North Road. We recorded them ourselves, and that's what you hear. And then some of them in my basement, actually, as well.
I mean, listening back now, does it bring back any particular memories from the recording of that era, or, you know, memories of the band in that era?
Yeah, I mean, God, I mean, there's so many different memories. You know, all those recordings, you know, were happening at different times. It brings back a few memories. It was good. It was nice recording ourselves. I remember just being alone and not having anyone sort of thrusting their opinions upon us with what they thought we should be doing. So that was, you know, nice to, and here we are again doing these shows and the same thing. We're just kind of doing exactly what we want to do. You know, it could be a bit confusing when you're in the midst of it and you've got managers and labels and friends and everybody saying what they think you should do, but, you know, we've come out the other end and just doing what we want.
Has revisiting Out of My Head and, you know, the songs from that time given you a new appreciation for any particular songs or moments on the record?
We spent a bit of time rehearsing, you know, for the live shows. There's a bunch of those songs that are just really fun to play. Like Out of My Head is really fun. What I Want is really fun to play. It's just so simple. So that's been cool. You know, it's good to play those songs.
Now, you're just in the midst of a big old tour of New Zealand, and also last year you did Japan, right?
We did, yeah.
How have the shows all been going, and how does it feel to be back on the road playing these songs again?
Yeah, shows have been going really good. Crowds have been great. Japan's always been, you know, sort of like our second, I don't know, it was just like a really fun place to go, and it was the first place we ever went outside of New Zealand, so it was really good to play there again, see our friends, make some new friends, and it's good to be here in New Zealand. You know, in New York it's winter at the moment, so here I am in summer, and it's and hanging out with my family, my friends, my old bandmates, getting to see the country, the beautiful country we have here. It's been awesome, man.
Any great moments or experiences out on the road between Japan and New Zealand this time around?
Yeah, I mean, kind of all great experiences, really. We went to Australia as well, and that was really good. I felt like we kind of started to get back on our step when we hit Australia, which was a lot of fun. And we were all kind of sick when we got to Australia. But that kind of added to the shows, actually, because you got to kind of, when you're sick and you're playing shows, it's more of a mind game than anything, because you can't really let it affect you. And I felt like we just kind of really dug deep and just got past it. It was a lot of fun.
Rad. Now, this Friday, you are playing with Shehead down at Spark Arena, a massive old arena gig. What's your approach to playing a big arena like that? Is it any different from playing a smaller, sweatier venue?
Not really. I mean, yes and no. I like playing all different kinds of venues to, like, you know, it's all kind of a challenge, you know, and it all does take it like a different approach. But like with a big arena, I feel like, you know, you can't get away with certain things. You know, a lot of people can, in a small club or something, I've seen so many bands where they're kind of drunk and wild and all that kind of thing, and it comes off. But in a big arena, it doesn't really translate, because past the first or second row, you just kind of look drunk, you know?
Yeah.
You know, so you've got to really kind of pull it together. And, you know, you got to project kind of to the back of the room and things like that. You know, but, you know, it's just, you know, you kind of go into it thinking it's just another show. You know, it's just what you do, and have a good time doing it.
Now, obviously, sharing the stage with Shehead, what's the history between the D4 and Shehead? Have your paths crossed much over the years?
Oh, yeah. I've known Shehead guys since I started playing music when I was like 15, 16. Nothing at all played with Shehead, you know, years back in the day, my first band. So I've known those guys since the early 90s, and they've actually been very generous to me, you know, by giving me support slots for all the bands I've ever been in, and always treated me really well and become good friends. Really, really good guys. So I'm excited that they asked us to do this.
Are you going to be making your way along to Guitar Wolf with the Nothing at All tribute on Sunday at Whammy?
Well, yeah, we just announced that the D4 are actually going to be playing that as well.
Oh, so, rad. Oh,
yeah,
man.
So it's going to be the list of bands. Just so many bands.
It is a huge show. So Doors at 5 for that one. Oh, man.
Doors at 5. It's an early show. Crying Ivy will be opening, followed by the Transistors, who are playing shows again. They just released a really fantastic album. New album came out last week. Nothing at All, kind of floor. It's called the Nothing at All Floor Show, where we'll be doing Nothing at All songs, and it's basically me and Paul from Nothing at All, backed by the Rock and Roll Machine.
Oh, wow!
And a splattering of guests singing, and then the Guitar Wolf, and then the D4 will be finishing the show.
Oh, man!
And it might be, you know, this could be the last D4 show ever. I don't know. I'm never going to say that for sure, but it's possible.
Okay.
Know?
All right. Yeah. Well, people just clear the calendar, eh? This Friday down at Spark Arena was Shehead's last ever show in Tamaki Makaurau, last ever.
Yep.
And then potential D4 last show on Sunday.
Yeah.
Excellent. Oh, yeah. Oh, damn. What a weekend.
Yeah. And if you're underage, you can come with a guardian, I believe, a legal guardian to that show on Sunday.
Wow. All right. Well, Dion, thanks so much for having a yarn to us this morning.
Anytime.
I reckon we'll go out on some D4. Let's go out and rock and roll, motherfucker, eh? Let's do that.
All right, let's do it. Right.
All right. Cheers, brother. Hey, thanks so much. Enjoy the shows this weekend, mate.
Yeah, thank you so much. Bye. We'll be right back.
BFM.
It's really softened up and it's gone smooth.